In chapter 10 in Perek Yud and Shmuel Aleph, the Navi Shmuel tells Shaul, after anointing him as king, foretells a series of events that are going to occur to Shaul as he goes back home. And one of those last events that Shmuel tells Shaul, this is in Pasuk Hey, verse 5, Achar kein tabal givas elokim asher sham nitzivei haplishtim. You will come to this givas elokim, that's where the plishtim are stationed, and it will come up, pagata chevel neviim yardim me'abama. You will go ahead and you will find a group of prophets coming down from the altar. And then the Pasuk says, this is Pasuk Vav, V'tzalcha alecha ruach Hashem, v'snabisa imam. The Spirit of God will literally again spread out upon you, or will vest upon you, and you will prophesize with them, v'napachta li'ish acher. And you will turn into a different kind of person. And again, on a most basic level, remember that the Navi Shmuel is foretelling Shaul all these events that are going to occur, and each of these events are necessary for his personalistic and monarchical maturation. But perhaps on a deeper level, what Shmuel is also expressing is something amazing, that so often in life we have beautiful, meaningful, uplifting, and inspiring spiritual events. And then what the great challenge is, are you able to keep it with you? And are you able to allow it to transform you? Because inspiration can be very fleeting. It could come in, you know, one side of the neshama and very quickly exit the other. The goal when it comes to inspiration is to take it and to act on it. Like the famous idea of Yisrael Kabradichev, Schusser Gerolina says, that when you have a moment of inspiration, open up a chumash and learn a pasuk. And even if the pasuk is just, Vayidaber Hashem Amo Shalemar, you've done something. You've taken a feeling and you've plugged it into concrete action. And perhaps that's what Shmuel was telling Shaul in this pasuk. Shaul, there's going to be moments, not just now, but throughout your life. V'tzalcha alecha ruach Hashem v'snabisa imam. There will be moments when the Spirit of God will rest upon you. There will be moments when you'll feel so elevated that you will feel like a Navi. And in those moments, your avoda, v'nepachta l'ish acher. Turn yourself into someone else. Transform yourself. Don't allow the inspiration to be fleeting, but take it and utilize it for your personalistic growth. What's true for Shaul is true for us. In those moments of inspiration, our simple avoda, simple yet complex task, is to take those feelings of inspiration, translate them into dynamic activity, because then, even when the inspiration is gone, the maisa, the action, the pa'ula, the activity still remains.